Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oof, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this ninth day of May 2023. And this is the voice of the Christian resistance, folks. We're still here after all these years, and tonight we have, at least for a while, our producer is Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Style. And, of course, tonight we have our that man of great, great stature and reputation, you might say he's a legend.
You mean because I'm the only one that'll put up with you all these years?
All right, there you go. That could be.
Now, Joe, yep. I'm Pastor, ready to go to work.
The parson, Pastor Joe Larson. And, so we have a lot to do. First of all, first thing I want to do, Joe, I should have done this last night, but, folks, I know we were taken down Friday. And what had happened was... I'm trying to think of the name. They managed to get into our internet, and something was changed in there. And I don't want to say too much about it. Actually, I don't know too much to say because they're still looking into this. But
we're talking professional hackers.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say too much because obviously they don't want the opposition to know how much we know, but anyhow, they're working on, the engineers are working as hard as they can to make sure it doesn't happen again. But, you know, this only happens to us, Joe. You never notice it, and it doesn't happen to anybody else in all these stations. That's what all the station managers tell me.
Right. But anyhow. You've got that whole Sunshine Radio network, that whole network, and we're the only ones who get taken down.
Yeah. Well, when they took down Sunshine, actually... Salem, yeah.
Salem Radio Network, yeah.
Salem's a big one. Sunshine was the one that...
for years in New York, Northern New York.
And what's his name took us down? Bought us all out. Not just us, but Alex Jones and all of the hardcore Christians. Conservatives were on there, and so Bloomberg was the one that got us off the air there. Didn't like our programs, did he?
And anyhow, we thought at first it was somebody else, but it turned out to be Bloomberg himself.
Yeah. Anyhow, we understand, we know, folks, that you don't have to keep calling us and telling us. I mean, I do appreciate when you call to let us know that we were down, but you know, we were only up on three stations here in Ohio and Cleveland and in New York and in San Diego. And again, like I said, in fact, Joe, we should probably start off with a prayer tonight, just asking the good Lord to, you know, keep the devil out of the network, out of the electronics, out of everything.
Yeah.
So why don't you pray against the prince of the power
of the
airwaves?
I sure would. Everybody join with me, please. There's much power in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you know what's going on, and Pastor Ernie and I are neither one very technical, and a lot of this is beyond anything we understand or can do anything about. And we know the people there at Salem are working hard, but Lord, we would just appeal to you to help all of those who are trying to help us find a solution, find how they're getting in, what they're doing, whatever these different things are, be able to put up firewalls or locks, whatever the correct terminology is, and just help keep the voice of the Christian resistance on the air. You've called us to be watchmen on the wall, and Lord, we're trying to do our best to be obedient, and we're having some problems that we can't handle, so Lord, we put it in your wonderful, capable hands, and just ask you to watch over, guide, and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. Folks out there listening, we have some very, very important legislation coming up. Right tomorrow, I need you to get a pen and paper and be able to write some phone numbers down, because there's going to be a 2 p.m. vote tomorrow here in Ohio. So folks all across the country, you don't have to live in Ohio to call and give them your opinion. But this is that legislation that we were talking about before. Here in Ohio, they want to change the Constitution. They want to outlaw, they want to undo all of the pro-life legislation we passed. And today, as I was down, I went down by the communist headquarters, and there was a bunch of really wicked old women out there in front of, that's right there in Newberry, Ohio, right at the corners of 87 and around 44. And there were some wicked old women out there at the Communist Party headquarters getting signatures. Now, this legislation would outlaw all, would totally eliminate all the pro-life legislation we passed. In other words, you could kill babies. It's at will. Just make an abortion for anyone who, in, it's just free. A free fire zone where it comes to killing babies. This is what they want to do. It's wicked. It's evil to the bone. Now, also, what we're trying to do is stop the legislation to keep these kids under 18 years old from being mutilated by these very, very sick people who are making millions of dollars off of mutilating children. And so it's very important that you pass this legislation. It also, by the way, would keep these biological boys, men, out of little girls' bathrooms. You know, Democrats are sick. They are really sick. I mean, they're really, really sick. You know, when we talked about this yesterday, Joe, you know, when we said the title of the message was Your Kind of Fool, or His Kind of Fool, and we talked about that legislation, that how according to the definition of God's Word, what God's Word defines a fool, how literally every member of the Democratic Congress, every member, fit the definition of a fool, because the Bible says by their works and their fruits, every one of them voted, every single Democrat voted to keep it legal for to mutilate these children, to keep it legal again to. You know, keep killing babies at will. Keep it legal to have biological men going in little girls' bathrooms. And they're finding these sickos in there more and more. They're going in there dressed as women and with their cameras, and they're taking pictures of little girls in the bathrooms. This is what being a Democrat nowadays is all about. That's what, you know, you're a real Democrat if you practice this stuff, okay? anyhow, this stuff is sick. It's really bad. And so what I'm asking you to do is to fight. Fight. God's word, the Bible says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So I'm going to be giving phone numbers out at the bottom of the hour and asking you to call these numbers. You got to call. It's starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. In fact, actually, you can actually start tonight. I'll give you a number where you can leave a message tonight. It's very important that we pass this here in Ohio. We've got to defeat these satanic people, and that's what they are. And so, Joe, let's pick it up where we left off in Romans chapter 1 and in verse 22. And why don't you read, starting in Romans 1, verse 22, and read it over through 25 and stop.
25, all right. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe. If you have, you've been out on a night and you've taken a look at a beautiful sunset as the sun sets over the ocean.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever looked at the mountains and watched them as the snow is falling upon there, and you watch them turning white right before your eyes?
Indubitably, yes.
So
I grew up in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I lived in the snow country.
So when you take a look at this, the environment, you know, how scientifically, how infinitely complex, Joe, it is. And when you take a look at how the majestic, beautiful creation that we just talked about, whether you're looking at the beautiful mountains or the ocean or the sea or the plains, the Great Plains, how it's a portrait, how beautiful it is. Now, here, for these people to think that became, it just became itself, it created itself, that there was no, right, that it was no creator, or, there are those that believe that the earth created itself. Now, folks, the earth can't create anything, okay? But this fits the definition of a fool. The Bible says people that believe this are fools, Joe, that they're fools. And in verse 25, where it says here, and they serve the creature more than the creator. Well, that word creature in the Greek is the very same word as creation. In other words,
creation.
Yeah. More than they worshiped it, and they served the creation more than the creator, okay?
And that's exactly what they're doing, the environmentalists. Everything is all about God's creation, not about the God who created it.
And now, as we're going to hear a little bit later, you have those people, you have that fella who is, I'm trying to think of his name. You know who I'm talking about, the Jewish guy with Klaus Schwab. And he's Arias, I believe his name is. He is now saying that we people are in a process of becoming gods, that there is no Jesus Christ, and all of that is just the Bible and the Word of God. It's fantasy. And well, you'll hear what he has to say himself here as we're going to play. Now, this man is an absolute fool. I mean, he is an absolute fool. Let's go on here if we read to pick it up in verse 26.
For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one another, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Now, listen here. Things. Stop there for a minute. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now,
right.
He goes on, Joe, and he lists a very, very, very sad sequence of events. And these sequence of events have never, ever been more prevalent than they are today. I mean, they're throughout all of history. They're more prevalent, Joe, not just in this country, but all over the world. Let's just say, Joe, from the way when we grew up back in the 50s and 60s, these next sequence of events, I would say, are 200 times more prevalent today than they were then. And so that tells you on a timeline that we're very, very close to the rapture of the church and the start of the tribulation period. So go ahead and pick it up.
Especially when you look at things, we've been talking about this whole, we call it the Sodomite movement. The world calls it the homosexual movement. Just in the past, 20, 30 years, has been this tremendous movement from going from being a mental illness to a alternate lifestyle to equal with marriage to a godly marriage to the drag queens entertaining, you know, preschoolers, grade school children, introducing them into sexual gyrations, weird fetishes, fantasies. It has taken over a culture, our culture. It's happening across Europe. And it's, like you were saying, it's never been more prevalent, nor has it been so out in public and so advertised. Now there are movies, television, who is that, RuPaul, and, you know, getting rich and famous, putting on a show. Society has just made a 180-degree turn from mental illness to let's just wrap our arms around and support the greatest sin.
Well, here, those people that have been preaching, who said yes, the very idea that they approached sodomy was from the biblical view. It's a moral view. And having a moral view, I mean, kind of, there's a thing called common sense, right? And with common sense, we know there's only two.
We talked about there was a funeral. Common sense died in a long time ago in this country, and very few people attended the funeral.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, Joe,
right? I'm sorry.
Is these very same people. That have now, they gave in to the pressure from the Sodomites, and they did it for money, and they did it out of fear and that. But they have become not only just mentally ill, Joe, but criminally mentally ill. They have become, well, here's what God said. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which were not convenient. And so here, that means what? When they're given over to a reprobate mind, are they able to any more distinguish between right and wrong?
No, they're depraved, they're reprobate, they're useless, and they're just totally lost in sin.
So would you say that right now the AMA, the American Medical Association, would you say it's been totally given over to a reprobate mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally. They're changing the schools for young doctors, nurses. They're putting woke programs into every aspect of medicine and big pharma. It's all going downhill fast.
The American Psychiatric Association, same thing. So they
were the ones that started it.
Right. So they have become reprobate, but they don't even recognize that they're reprobate, do they?
No. They think they're bringing about new freedoms, new human rights, and all kinds of things.
Well, their argument is, well, that's your opinion, but is this our opinion or is this God's opinion?
It's God's opinion. You and I to be watchmen for him, and we go by what the book he gave us, you know, the Care and Feeding of Christians here, King James Bible, and we go by what God has to say, not what man says.
So go ahead and pick it up in verse 29. Basically, you're going to be reading the platform of the Democratic Party today.
Party, yep. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Well, there you go. And we see that. We talked about that last night, how many people that have said in the past, and I know we've mentioned about, especially about Obama, but this Biden, just across the board, those people we mentioned, remember where it came to, the sodomite marriage, how Obama said before he got elected, and I told people, you know, he had said, him at Saddleback Church with Rick Warren, they both said that their definition of marriage was between one man and one woman. And I said that very day, I said right here, I said that will change the very minute he becomes president, that'll change. And it did on the very same day. And the same thing, remember, that was Hillary. Hillary said that was her definition. Now they've all changed up. And as they become more and more wicked and more evil, and that's because where it says, and they that commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same. Do you know where it comes to Austin and Milley pushing in the military, in the Pentagon, in the Army, in the Navy, pushing and pushing drag queens and sodomy? Folks, again, let me read that. Those who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so that would apply to them, destroying our military, trying to pervert the military. And I watched Austin lie. Ted Cruz was questioning him over and over. No, it wasn't Ted Cruz. It was Max. You know who I'm talking about? The congressman and I'm having a senior moment there. But he was questioning, and he asked Austin over and over. And so Austin kept saying, that is, we do not use drag queens. So then he read it. Here you go. This is where you're going to be, the next drag queen, right out of the military. And he said, what about this? Austin kept saying, repeating the same lie over. And you could tell he was getting angry because Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's the one he was nailing them, and Austin kept lying, and Austin knew he was lying. He knew everybody knew he was lying. But again, this is the days that we're living in right now today. And so, hey, this is where God has raised us up for. So it's up to us to fight, run a good race, to fight a good fight. It's up to us to do, like the Bible says, to resist tyranny unto death. And to run to the battle. And so that's what we have to do. Now, after saying that, folks, it's very important that you take these numbers down. If you folks here in Ohio, House Speaker Stephens, I'm going to give you his phone number to call. You can call tonight and leave a message, or you can call tomorrow too, both. All you folks out there need to call by 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock, because the vote's going to be at 2 o'clock, And they, all of these, their numbers need to be flooded. Now, his number, this is Speaker Stevens' number, is 614-466-1366. Speaker Stevens' number, House Speaker Stevens, 614-466-1366. And you want to tell him this, to vote for SJR2, to vote for HJR1. Now, this is a call to action. We need the voices of Ohioans to speak for those without a voice. So please, pick up your phone, make a call of encouragement to your legislators, and share that as a pro-life voice in Ohio. You offer full support of legislators doing the right thing. Please vote yes on the 60%, yes on the 60% constitutional amendment threshold with an August special election. And so that's what this legislation is. So I'm going to just give you some of the state reps right now. You folks just write some down. If you don't know who your state rep is, call this number, 614-466-8842. 614-466-8842. If you tell them where you live, they can tell you who your state rep is and put you in charge with them. But I'm going to give a quick list. Thomas Patton, Mike Lojcik, Gail Pavelga, Jamie Callender, Adams Holmes, J. Edwards, Haraz Ganaberry, Jeff Lurie, Don Jones, Hillier, Jason Stevens, who I told you earlier, Sarah Fowler, author, Sharon Ray, Scott Oslager, and John Cross. Now, you can call and just ask, you know, if you don't know your state rep, if you do know your state rep, just ask. Call this number, 614-466-8842. That's 614-466-8842. Call that number and let them know. Again, tell them to vote in favor of SJR 2 and HJR 1. So we're going to go to a clip now. Well, what we were talking about before, Joe, this is what the World Economic Forum says, that right now that it should be a crime that anyone who reads literature or information that they disapprove of should be killed. And I'm not kidding you, folks. I'm not kidding you. Go ahead and take it away, Style.
The World Economic Forum has ordered world governments to ban independent media, make it illegal to read non-mainstream news sources, and fill prisons with people who share opinions or articles deemed false by so-called fact-checkers. The Trudeau regime was the first WEF-controlled government to outlaw independent media, meaning Canadians who share articles or posts online that are deemed false by fact-checkers are liable to arrest and a hefty prison sentence. Trudeau's internet censorship legislation, Bill C-11, has now become law after Canadian senators voted last week to pass the bill. This should come as no surprise. The Canadian government has been completely penetrated by the WEF. Lawmakers in Ireland have passed a new law that will make it illegal for citizens to view or share any non-mainstream media content on their phones and computer devices. The new law means that anything viewed online that has been deemed hateful by fact-checkers will result in prison time for those who have viewed or shared it. George Orwell warned us that one day the authoritarian elite would seek to arrest us for the thoughts that we have. Paul Murphy bravely stood up in the Irish Parliament and denounced the new law as legislating for thought crimes in Ireland.
Section 10 creates the possibility of someone being criminalised purely for having material which is hateful, without that material being communicated to the public. That's a problem, in my opinion. Like that it gets to the fundamental problem of this bill. That is the creation of a thought crime. Someone has hateful material on their computer. They don't publish it. No incitement to hatred is caused. There's no consequence for anybody else. The person themselves has hateful ideas, they write hateful things to themselves, they download hateful material, whatever, and they can be criminalised as a consequence of that. Again, to be clear, I'm against this hypothetical hateful material that this person has on their computer, but I think it's extremely problematic to create this new category of thought crime.
The new Irish legislation has sparked massive controversy, with many people declaring it an attack on freedom of speech. And they're not wrong. Nations like Ireland were once proud, patriotic and Christian, but now they're run by globalists beholden to the WEF. Current Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar was a shock winner of the election in 2017. And it's not a coincidence that he was named a WEF Young Global Leader the year before. The globalists are now trying to sell us the concept of the global citizen. But before anybody signs up, they should definitely read the fine print.
Because the goal is to make us into what they call global citizens. Have you heard this term? This term is nonsense. There's no global sovereign, so there is no global citizenship. There's no relationship because there's no ruler. And we don't want a ruler of the globe. It's a nonsense term. But they tell you, if you actually read their literature, what is a global citizen? It's somebody, I kid you not, I make no joke, they say this themselves. It's somebody who supports the 17 Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations Agenda 2030. That's a global citizen. And they say, what are the rights of a global citizen? This is in a book about global citizenship education published 2 years ago. What are the rights of a global citizen? And the answer, one paragraph later, is we're not that interested in rights with global citizenship. It's more about global responsibilities. In other words, slavery.
The West lost its roots in Christianity, and the WEF's globalist agenda is the replacement. According to the WEF, a new one world religion has arrived, and it unites all of humanity in worshipping at the altar of climate science, techno-communism and eugenics. God, Jesus and Christianity is fake news that must be dismissed by humanity. If you find it hard to believe that Klaus Schwab's WEF would go this far, you clearly haven't been paying attention to developments in recent times. The blasphemy doesn't stop there. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, has announced that the WEF has been so successful in its plans that they will turn humans into literal gods.
Developing even bigger powers than ever before, we are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
The WEF is also increasingly hostile to Christianity and major religions. If you read between the lines just a little, it's clear the WEF is consciously attempting to supplant Jesus.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
We already know what the media landscape will look like when the WEF have finished creating it in their own image, because they've told us. The WEF has instructed mainstream media outlets and journalists to cease and desist reporting on anything that questions the Davos agenda and instead focus on more important issues, such as climate change and online misinformation. Adrian Monk, managing director of the WEF, slammed politicians who questioned the globalist body's policy proposals, particularly in Canada, where a national debate has been raging about the WEF's increasing control over the Trudeau regime. According to Monk, anybody who questions anything the WEF says or does is spewing misinformation. And we know what the WEF wants to do with people who share opinions or articles deemed false by fact-checkers.
Sadly, Canada is one of those places where, you know, there's a vulnerability to disinformation. It's an open society. And that particular strand of disinformation went into the mainstream. Canada should be talking about a lot of things right now. It shouldn't really be talking about the World Economic Forum based here in Geneva.
Except that the World Economic Forum based in Geneva is pulling the puppet strings in the Canadian Parliament. Klaus Schwab has boasted about penetrating the Canadian government with his young global leaders, including the Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, among others. So why shouldn't Canadians be talking about their real leaders over there at the WEF in Geneva, Switzerland?
All right, we're back. Joe, you know, There's a lot of rumblings, Joe, that there's tribunals taking place in Canada now, and that the military is turning against Trudeau. There's a lot of talk there about the military taking Trudeau out. I don't know. And that's what is being put out there, and I've got to try to get more information on that. But we're talking Trudeau is, you know, that's baby Castro, right?
Right, exactly, and they're going totally authoritarian government. I mean, he's becoming a king, ruling from the bench, kind of, from his throne.
He's become a dictator, a complete dictator, a tyrant.
But
okay,
he thinks of himself as a king rather than a dictator.
Well, I think he thinks of himself as a god.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, boy, I haven't.
Well, all through history, a lot of dictators did see themselves that way. It was kind of a correlation there.
Okay, Border Patrol agents irate after Biden regime tips off dangerous illegals on what entry points to avoid as 700,000 to a million illegals gather to storm the U.S. border. That's when... that's Thursday, I believe. Now, Joe, here...
They put out the alert that they were going to have the raids, and they said where they wouldn't go. And, I mean, this is so obvious that even a junior high kid could figure out what they're giving a warning to all the people in hiding, what to do, where to go, where not to go. I mean, this is just... It's sick. It's pathetic. It's so un-American.
The Biden crime cartel has been working, and we have been telling people for over 2 years now. And now, you know, recently you've been hearing more and more coming out in the Congress saying there's a lot of evidence that the Biden crime family has been working with the drug dealers. We told you that more than 2 years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
And we knew that. And so Jerome Corsi has a good article. Here's what Corsi says. He says, for Joe Biden, politics has always been about nothing but money. Money.
Always. Well, what did Biden just say? It's going to be chaotic for a while. Biden admits he's concerned about the border crisis. You know, when we're going to have 14,000 plus every day when Title 42 expires. But, hey, did you hear this? Biden just gave a $2 million grant. He gave it to EcoHealth. Do you remember who EcoHealth was? They are the ones that funded the gain-of-function research on the coronaviruses at the Wuhan lab in China. And the Republicans are going nuts. They're going to get over $2.3 million funding for work on bat origin coronaviruses. You can't make this up. This is something I thought when I first saw it. It was from The Onion or something, right? No, it's from World News Daily, and from Bob Mundrew, who is a really, really great reporter and someone who doesn't do his, you know, funny stuff. But this is about as crazy and reckless. These are the people that funded all these taxpayer dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where even now a lot of Democrats admit that the virus originated before it killed millions of people all around the globe. So here he has, I guess he tried to make it kind of subtle, but it was found out what he's up to. So you can't make this stuff up.
No, I know. Six-pack Joe Biden prided himself on riding Amtrak virtually every day from his job as U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C., to be home for dinner with his family in Delaware. As Peter Schweitzer has correctly pointed out, politics for Biden has always been a family affair. More pointedly, Schweitzer, in his 2020 book, Profiles in Corruption, pointed out that the Biden inner politics, running for the Senate in 1972, understanding the politics was the ticket to personal and family wealth. It goes on talking about what we've been talking about here for a long time. That's a good article by Jerome Corson.
When you're talking about Biden, he's got a regulation out there I don't think a lot of people are familiar with, but they're going to tighten the restrictions on fine particulate matter, PM2.5, and these particulates are handed out through auto exhaust, engine exhaust, and they're saying this is going to threaten about $200 billion in economic activity to a study conducted by Oxford Economics, commissioned by the National Association of Manufacturers, but Oxford Economics is well known for its studies. And the proposal unveiled by the EPA would threaten $162 and $197 billion of economic activity, putting almost a million jobs at risk. What they've done is they've made the regulations on these particulates so fine, so that the manufacturers are going to have to either sometimes shut down, invent a whole new method of manufacturing, just limit output. They don't know what they're going to do because they've made it unrealistic. The different manufacturers said can't meet the standards. It is not possible. They've been working so hard to reduce the emissions in vehicles that they cannot meet the government standards. So layoffs, here we are right now. Businesses are laying off people like crazy. The banks are closing. The government, the debt is screaming. We're having a battle over the debt crisis. And here he's doing things that are going to create total chaos in our manufacturing and cost us huge amounts of money, let alone the personal cost of all these people that will be laid off work. And right now, what was it, a huge number of Americans don't have any money in the bank. They don't have any savings. They don't have any investment. Credit card debt is about the highest it's been in, 20, 30 years. And they go and put more and more pressure. It's like they're trying on purpose to collapse this economy. Everything that, if I were going to collapse American economy, I would do all the things that Joe Biden and his staff are doing.
Well, that's exactly what, I mean, you got to be pretty dense not to understand that, Joe. I mean, this is what you know, we told people from the beginning.
Because very few people are getting that message, Pastor.
I mean, how stupid can they get when you're seeing everything that's happening around you? I mean, look, when you have Mayorkas coming out there, Mayorkas saying the border is secure, and you have 7 million people coming across it. Now, even a Democrat has to know that border is not secure, right?
Right.
When you turn around, Joe, and you're paying, in some places right now, they're paying $10 for a dozen of eggs. Joe, you know, that's called inflation. You know, you weren't paying that before, right?
Right.
When you see our military, when you see the Navy using drag queens trying to recruit people. You see our military being totally depleted. I mean, unbelievable. They can't find anybody. Nobody wants to go in and join up with a bunch of drag queens. You're watching what is happening. Here's another good example. It's like right now, it's all of the sickos have come out and said, woke, you know, being woke, for example. Ultra-woke New York City Catholic Church displays God's trans exhibit, prompting Archdiocese to investigate. Well, here, the Archbishop of New York has launched an investigation into a display a very apostate Manhattan church for its God's trans. The three paintings by artist Yadah, Unichekawa, depicted the spiritual journey of the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer person. It caused a stir when it was displayed at the ultra-work apostate church of St. Paul the Apostle. Boy, I'm going to tell you.
Right. This church has been apostate for a long time. It's known as the Sodomite church in the neighborhood. That's where all the Sodomites and people go. They call it gay friendly. There are Sunday masses called gay friendly. So that tells you everything you need to know. They're sin friendly. Come. You know, we don't ask you to repent. Go ahead and just enjoy your sin.
Do you think, Joe, that they're going to be in for a rude awakening? They're going to find out that there's not a special part of heaven for sodomites, but that place is in hell. Do you think they're going to find that out someday?
They will find it out. Well, like you and I have been saying for years, there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell.
Right. They all believe.
They all believe now.
So God is pretty serious about his word, right? I mean, when he puts this out there and he tells you, okay, that if you don't obey his word, and if you continue to do unrepentant what these people are doing, you'll end up in that lake of fire, right?
Yeah, it's like severe consequences. God lists it and said, here are the consequences. The wages of sin are death. It doesn't stutter, didn't hide it. You didn't have to secretly look for it. It's there. It's plain. And God means what he says what he means.
So all of these woke companies, we were talking about it yesterday, the ones that have gone woke, they're feeling it. McDonald's is closing rest stores all across the country. Burger King's closing 400 stores right away. We saw Bed Bath and Beyond. They went out completely. All of these that were promoting woke on and on are losing business. Now, remember the toys, Lego? Remember when you were young? We had those log cabins, the Lego log cabins, and then they...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what? They've gone sodomite.
The log, first they had the old-fashioned wood logs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and... I know my son and my grandson had them also. So here, this is what they have to say. The new gender-inclusive characters will also be featured in the new television show premiering on May 15th. The Lego Dreamzy line produced by the toy giant. Well, see, Lego thinks they're too big. You know, that they can really just kind of say, in your face, you stupid Christians, and they're not going to feel it, see? And so, if Christians were smart, you know what they would do? Not only would they boycott Lego, but if they see them in the stores, I would tell the store manager, I wouldn't carry that product anymore. They have gone totally, well, they've become sick. They've become perverted, according to the Bible. Here's what they have to say.
We can see what happened to Budweiser, and how about Fox? In fact, Megyn Kelly, a former Fox News host, came up with a new nickname, Foxweiser. So
yeah.
maybe Legos are going to get Foxweisered, if that is a word.
Well, we have always been focused on ensuring that Lego play was for all children, but within the recent years, we have focused more on putting systematic processes into place to ensure Lego products and marketing as inclusive as possible, says Julie Golden, Chief Product.
What could be inclusive about Legos? That boys, girls, it doesn't matter what sex, what even what age, little kids, even I've seen adults love to put Legos together. It's about the most inclusive toy in the world. And how they could make something more inclusive is beyond me.
Well, now they have, by the way, I can tell you how they do that. They've got bathroom signs now. These bathroom signs, they've got a picture of how the ones they have a woman with a dress on and the man without the dress. You know,
yeah.
Well, they've got a woman with a half a dress on and... it instead of having male or female, man or a woman, it's got whichever. And that's the new signs they're using out there now.
Well, that's what they're, okay. It's something they did not have to do at all.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I hope people are getting mad. Budweiser, the beer drinkers got mad and started it. And I'm hoping that people are waking up, that carries all through the different aspects of what happened to the culture. People, it's about time they realize they are changing our society. They're fomenting a communist revolution. They're taking away freedoms. They're destroying the economy and your everything. And maybe now people will wake up and get angry and say, you know, no more. In the name of Christ, we are not going to tolerate having our wonderful Constitution destroyed, our nation brought to a communist state, and maybe enough people will get mad that they'll quit being afraid and stand up and speak out.
Well, Joe, the Bible says that decent people will do that, the people that love God will do that. What does it say? It says, be angry and sin not. Does it not talk about righteous indignation? Well, decent people will have righteous indignation. And
especially it said he's given us what? Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. We have not only the right and the privilege, but we have the authority to speak
out. All right.
Out.
Well, right and privilege, but John, there's one more. That you haven't there. We have the obligation, Joe.
Right.
We are obligated.
Yes.
Right. So remember, it works that way. We have obligations to God. He has expectations of us. And again, there's going to be an extremely rude awakening for a lot of people. But we just need to keep trying to tell them. Keep all of these years for half a century. You know, I guess. You know, you say, well, I feel, you know, for half a century I've been telling people, but then I think of Noah who did it for 120 years. And so, but at least we've had some converts. And with him in 120 years, he only had the 8, huh?
Yeah, so. He just had his family. That was all, and he still continued. You know, speaking of long that, remember we thought the... Biden was trying to have his little ministry of truth, and it got shut down. Well, just the news has the original disinformation governance board there under the Homeland Security Department. They've shut all that down quietly, but now there's a new federal official. The new name is the Foreign Malign Influence Center. And they're putting it under the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. And it was launched without any notice, any fanfare. It's really a reboot of the Ministry of Truth, or that Disinformation Governance Board. And it's already provoking fears that it's going to be turned around and put onto the people themselves. And some of the same people are involved. It was set up to protect American public opinion. Oh, to protect American public opinion. And, I'm trying to...
Joe, we're coming up to a break, so...
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to have to, come back, we're going to be listening to, when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit about the chickens have come home to roost for the Democrats, and especially for Joe Obama Biden right now. You notice he's not quite so arrogant as he's been in the past. He's taken to going back to his basement. All right, we'll be back right after this with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.